"Nothing," he said, and threw the letter down. "Now, Sir Henry, have you anything else to tell us?"
"No," said Sir Henry, "except that I have lost one of my shoes. I put a pair outside my door last night. I wanted the hotel to clean them, but when I went to get them this morning, one had gone. I only bought them yesterday, and I've never worn them, but I wanted a good shine on them."
"One shoe seems a useless thing to steal," said Holmes. "I'm sure the shoe will be found in the hotel and returned to you. But now we must tell you some things about the Baskerville family."
Dr. Mortimer took out the old Baskerville papers and read them to Sir Henry. Holmes then told him about the death of Sir Charles.
"So this letter is from someone who is trying to warn me or frighten me away," said Sir Henry.
"Yes," said Holmes, "and we have to decide if it is sensible for you to go to Baskerville Hall. There seems to be danger there for you."
"There is no man or devil who will stop me from going to the home of my family," said Sir Henry angrily. "I want some time to think about what you have told me. Will you and Dr. Watson join me for lunch at my hotel in 2 hours' time? By then I'll be able to tell you what I think."
Dr. Mortimer and Sir Henry said goodbye and decided to walk back to their hotel.